The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's going on, everybody? If you haven't been keeping track, today's kind of a big episode for us on Bachelors in the City. I am your host, Peter Weber, with my wonderful, good-looking, studly co-host, Mr. Dustin Kendrick.
Thank you.
And today we're celebrating 100 episodes.
100. 100. How crazy.
Damn, bro. Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Pun-ching.
Meeting new people, talking shit. It's been good.
It has been good. 100 episodes. That is something to be proud of. And yeah, we are so stoked to have our third roommates with us every single step of the way, every episode of the way, every recap, every high, every low. So thank you guys for all your support. We love you.
We're going to have a third roommate today, right?
Today, we're switching it up a little bit. We got something that we've been wanting to do for what a great episode to kind of break it out on, 100 episodes. We're in the triple digits now. But before we get to that, I guess Emma, you on the line. Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. Hello, gentlemen.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Miss Emma. Hot girl summer.
I guess you have something for us.
I do. I have something I want you guys to listen to. And they have not heard this yet. They don't know what I'm about to play. But I just wanted to share this with you guys and get your perspective on it.
Interesting.
So here we go.
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Dustin Kendrick.
And I'm Peter Weber.
And this is Bachelors in the City. We just want to thank you guys for tuning in to our first episode. And Pete, how should we get started with this?
Yeah, this is...
I'm sorry.
Got a nice little theme song going on there.
That's the house phone.
If you can't tell, we're rookies. This is our first episode. This is episode zero, so just getting the hang of things.
I'm at my grandma's house right now.
Oh, so boy. That's your excuse? Okay, we'll go with that. It's still going, bro. Is that a landline?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe it is your grandma's. Okay. All right. Anyways, guys, apologize.
So I just wanted you guys to hear that and think about how far you've come.
What an epic first episode. Holy
smokes. What a treat to go back in time and listen to that. That was so funny. I'm like, shit, are we cut out for this? This is going to, I don't know what we're getting ourselves into right now.
We need more episodes like that. We should get a landline at our house.
That's right. Cause we weren't even together when we recorded the first one. You went to visit your grandparents, right?
Yeah.
You're at their spot.
Back home, man. Wow.
Damn.
Times.
Why haven't we had your grandma on yet in 100 episodes?
We should have
not had the star of the show literally right off the bat, huh?
We could bring Rose Riley on. We should do that.
Rose Riley. Hell yeah.
Emma, what a present. Thank you for that.
That's funny.
Of course. I was thinking about, in setting up the prep for this episode, I was like, wow, it's been a while. How did we all, where did we go? What were our roots? And so I went and I listened to the first episode and I found myself cracking up at just how much the show has changed over 100 episodes. And I felt like there was nothing better to kick off episode 100 than showing you guys where we started on episode zero.
That's so funny. Growth is such a funny thing, isn't it? Like in so many different aspects of life. Like obviously this is really cool for us to all kind of just take part in and reflect on with this podcast. But so many times like I'll look back and like whether it's a lot of good growth and because it was super cringy back then, it's always fun to look back and reflect and see where you've come from and how far you've come, you know?
Yeah, we still might be a little cringy. And hey, we're
not saying we're
not.
I'm not saying we're not. Don't worry. But
man, yeah, it's crazy, man. 0 to 100, insane.
0 to 100, real quick. 100 P.
I mean, I guess
we just have to thank our guest for listening to us. Validating us, and
guess we're doing something right, right?
I guess we wouldn't be here, yeah, without our wonderful third roommate. So we love you guys. Emma, I honestly didn't know what to expect, so thank you for that treat.
I didn't either.
Of course. I don't know how many times you guys have said it on the podcast, but I know in almost every recording session, especially near the end as our sign-off, you guys are always saying, I think we got something here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of become a theme for the show. So I just wanted to, I think we really do have something here, guys. 100 episodes in. It's going pretty well.
It's so funny. So some like podcasting is not easy, guys. It's scheduling. We have to give a lot of props to our team, Emma and Red. And just some days me and Pete are just not in the mood to like really jump on.
Or in the state or country or right hemisphere.
Or on the ground.
But that doesn't matter because we have Emma and Red and they have pulled us through and we would not be here without them. So thank you guys.
It's like every episode, sometimes we're just not in the mood. After every episode, we're like, glad we did that.
It's truly like a high you get from, it's just fun. It's just fun. And again, I guess I owe it to you, Dusty, too. I know I've told people, or we've kind of talked about where this podcast came from and the ideas and the starting idea, and that was all you. I literally had no idea I'd ever become part of a podcast. So thank you for welcoming me with open arms.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for accepting with open arms.
Always.
Oh, are we having a moment right now?
I think so.
It's getting emotional in here, guys.
Sweet. So much love.
So I was thinking about the craziest recording situations that we've done. And I think the two that stick out the most to me.
I know exactly what two you're going to say.
I think I know the two too.
No, and to prove to you, I'm going to type it on my phone real quick, and then you're going to say it, and then you guys are going to see.
Perfect.
These are the two spots. Give me 2 seconds here. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, one. There, we got this one. And all right, I already wrote them down.
Okay, so the first for me is when you guys are walking around the beach with your recording equipment, trying to find a spot that has enough Wi-Fi for you to sit down and record the podcast. And so you're in, I think it was Belize, or maybe it was Tulum, and you guys are walking around trying to find a signal strong enough and a place you can sit down.
We were in Belize. We were literally on the smallest island I think either one of us has ever spent time on. It's a Raikai Resort is where it was in Belize. Literally just like middle of the ocean. We're so far away from any light pollution. And Wi-Fi was not.
Carrying
it's a place
our laptops.
You go to kind of disconnect. And here we're trying to, we have our podcast equipment and our headset and our mics. And we're just like the exact opposite of like probably the vibe that island's trying to like give their guests. But yeah, we made it happen. It worked.
And then the second and most obvious of all is live from the bathroom. It's Bachelors in the City.
All right. So we came very close here. I came very close. I wrote down Tulum and then I wrote down toilet seat. So but kind of close because you kind of referenced Tulum.
Do we have that recordings was one from that when Pete was standing up in the bathroom and he was just like had
I
his
wasn't
mic?
Standing up. I was sitting down on a toilet seat.
That was great. Mexico though,
we have
Tulum
video of
was
him
pretty
walking around.
He was just walking around the scene. That was pretty. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mexico though too. Mexico was, we were just, I think I had the shakes. We had just been having too much fun and Mexico Tulum got the best of me. Wi-Fi was bad. It was loud. We had construction workers outside banging on stuff. I couldn't even think properly. Red's like, are you okay? I'm like, I might need some sleep.
Yeah. We've had some fun recordings, fun locations. I don't know if is that normal for podcasts to record from so many different locations? I feel like
no.
Normal people just pick like a studio, right? And they like do it like normal podcasters, but we're anything but normal.
Well, so we do a lot of remote podcasting at Red Rock Music. It's kind of our whole shtick. But I have to say this show more than any other one has had the most unique recording locations.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm about halfway through the map on states of recording from, so got to keep it
going. We should think of all of them, write them down, and do a game for the third roommates. If they could name so many of them, maybe we send them some merch or something.
Hey, that would be good.
I like that idea.
We can definitely look into doing something like that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So also looking back on 100 episodes, it made me think about all of the people that we've gotten to have on this show. And as a fan of the show, it's been really cool, or as a fan of The Bachelor, it's been really cool to see so many Bachelor Nation people come on here for like my own personal tea spilling selfish reasons. But then also the people that we've met external to Bachelor Nation that we never would have met elsewise. For example, Dr. Darcy is one that stood out to me.
Dr. Darcy. I met actually her niece is dating one of Noah, our buddy Noah that's from the show, Noah's friend. And I remember talking to him about this. And
wait, Noah like, that's with Abigail?
Yeah. Noah's buddy, Caesar, dates Dr. Darcy's niece.
No way. I did not know that.
Yeah. He was telling me he was so nervous of going over there because, you know, she's going to probably ask questions about the relationship and stuff like that. But I wonder how that's going.
But that's just also what a great resource to have Dr. Darcy there, you know? Mm-hmm. Any issues, just hit her up. You got Dr. Darcy on speed dial. So no, she's been on the show a couple times. She's been one of my favorite guests as well. I think you guys obviously know probably one of my top favorite guests too, Mr. Top Gun himself, Kevin.
Kevin LaRosa. That was incredible.
That was a lot of fun too. Yeah, we've had some great guests. Been very lucky to chat it up and just continue to create this cool community. I feel like we've had a lot of collaborations with like-minded podcasts, if you will, in regards to the show. So yes, Dr. Darcy, definitely an incredible guest. We've had the privilege of having her on a couple times now, but just so many. I think my favorite episode, for obvious reasons, was being able to have my parents on and just kind of relive the whole last flight that I got to do with my dad for his retirement flight. That was super special. Obviously, any episode I've had my parents on, I've enjoyed. Top Gun, Mr. Top Gun himself, Kevin. That was a sweet-ass episode. Got maybe a little too into it, but I hope you guys appreciate the enthusiasm. You can't teach that kind of passion, you know? Comes from the heart. Victoria, I loved our episode with Victoria, Miss Victoria Justice herself. What
that
an absolute
awesome
star. Class act and just great all-around person.
How about you, Dustin? What do you got? What are your favorites? We had Clay on the show before Clay was even your roommate.
We had
Andrew
Clay,
on, and then he got in a lot of trouble.
Clay, Andrew.
Yeah, you think we can get Andrew on now after Paradise?
Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. Maybe we can get Greg and all those guys on there.
Greg's contract should be coming up.
We've had so many people. You know who was really funny? Dan, that works for Instagram. I like Dan on there.
Oh, yeah.
Rod. Rod was fun as well.
TikTok Rod, yeah.
TikTok Rod. Gosh, there's so many, you know? So many guests that we've had on. I remember when Kat came on, she was sweating. She was so nervous. She was next to me, literally sweating on top of me. Sweat is like dripping on me. I'm like, calm down. It's okay. But yeah, we've had so many.
You
great
still get
guests.
Like that though. Sometimes you get pretty sweaty when you record.
I just get sweaty. Period.
Not from recording. All right. Yeah. Hey, how about this? How about this? All right. So we're reminiscing on incredible guests, but let's look forward. Right. Let's manifest here. All three of us. Let's go. Emma, you go first. Who's a guest you're trying to get on in the next 100 episodes?
In the next 100 episodes, I have been fighting tooth and nail since like 10 episodes into this show to get Caitlin Bristow on. I think that she would be fun to have. I ran into Michelle at a bar a couple weeks ago and I've tried to get her on since then. She said she'd be interested, but also I highly, highly doubt her contract will let her. I don't know. I'd love to get Clayton's perspective I would say. After everything that happened, I think I want to hear a conversation between you and Clayton. Knowing what I know about how you experienced the show, I think that would be
that
the
would
episode
be a good
I am most looking for.
That would be.
What if we get Mike
chatted with Clayton once, and that would definitely be a very
Mike
good
Fleiss.
Conversation.
What if we get
Mike
Fleiss?
Yeah, you think
Fleiss
Mike Fleiss will join us?
Mike Fleiss.
He might be one that just like, fuck it, I'll do it.
You know what? Honestly, yeah, I would have put it past. You know what? Yeah. Why not? You know who I want to get on so bad? The Liver King.
The Liver King. Interesting.
The Liver King. For all you guys that know the Liver King, you know exactly why. Probably one of the most interesting men in the world, but also just full of so much incredible knowledge. Probably a lot of stuff that you may not know about, but definitely want to know about. And I've been following him for a while. So reached out a couple times. I think we have this in the works. So hopefully this can come to fruition here soon.
Yeah. I don't have no one in particularly, but I would like to get like maybe more musicians, more athletes, actors. Mm-hmm. I think that could be really cool, and interview them and also see if they're fans of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I'm surprised you didn't say your grandma. That was your going to be your...
My pick is Dustin's grandma.
My grandma is going to be way too nervous, but I'll definitely ask Nana Rose to come on for sure.
We're going to make it happen.
I also would like to manifest Jake Pavelka responding to any of our messages and
talking about being the first pilot bachelor.
No, I have not been able to get in contact with him. If anyone listening to this can put me in contact with Jake Pavelka, I would
be seriously, because he was the guy that got me into The Bachelor. I never had seen it before him.
I think that would be a great episode. So I'm mostly just thinking about Bachelor content, obviously, because that's my whole role here. But
who would you,
I like
who would you rather have
picks.
On Gabby or Rachel? If you had to pick one bachelorette,
you gotta pick one
this new season.
I have to pick. See, I want to pick them from different reasons, because one of them is like, oh, I have a huge crush on Gabby, and then the other one is pilot Rachel. I feel like that could be a cool conversation about female aviation and how that is a completely different industry. I know you've talked a little bit about how there need to be more women in aviation.
No. It's the same industry. We're trying to keep it the same industry. It's not different.
You're right.
Everyone is.
Everyone is in there. We want to get more women
more
into it. We want to empower women to be as badass as anyone else.
Amen.
So I really like that.
I have a feeling. I saw a little picture, a little teaser here. And I recognized a hangar in the background that I filmed at in Camarillo, California. So they definitely have some flying scenes with Rachel coming in. They have a big sign with Gabby like saying, let's do this, Rachel. And I bet you they're going to have a scene of her flying into the airport and Gabby on the ground. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. I'm excited.
Pete knows all the
How about you guys?
Pete sees all these little...
I don't miss anything.
These little previews. And
especially any aviation-themed things. I see it all.
Who would you guys pick between the two?
I honestly, if I were going on this season, I think I would definitely have a major crush on Gabby. I think Gabby just seems adorable. Obviously, Rachel, for obvious reasons, I definitely share her passion. But off the bat, I think I'd be crushing on Gabby. So I'd say Gabby.
Well, I'm going to go with Rachel because I'm just going to even out the playing fields.
Because that's fun. There you go.
Voting just for the sake of voting us out. Love to see it.
Everyone's a winner.
So before we get into this last little bit, I want to talk about going. So this next season has started. We're excited. We've seen your guys' friends on there. We've seen some people that I may or may not have met at your house and had deep conversations about contracts and information with.
Pretty sure you were playing beer pong with some of them.
It was freaking awesome. It was such a wild time.
Good times.
What are your guys' predictions? How does this all end?
I haven't really asked. No, I know.
What do you mean you haven't asked? You know everything.
You guys also can't tell too much information because I know you know way too much because I know way too much. And this is the first time I've ever been on the inside of this. And it's terrifying that I might mess up and spill the tea.
I don't know. I don't know who.
Well, we don't know anything how it ends.
Yeah.
Okay,
correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. I don't
There's
know if
some
anyone
things
does.
I know about. There's maybe some dates I know about of how things have gone, possibly. Who knows? But I got to see all the guys before I can make a prediction if I think they're both going to be in a relationship. I wouldn't be surprised if they go in together and they leave together for best friends. I think that could be a cool ending.
Do you think the ending of the show, they don't leave with the guy? Like either one of them?
I don't know. This is so tough.
This is really good. There's a lot of... It's good that they did this. I think they needed to do this because look how it's making us think. There's a lot of potential variables that could go throw everything for a loop, a lot of different outcomes. You know, I think we did a hot take a couple episodes ago, and I think you have this insane show where there's two bachelorettes and one bachelor, essentially, on the same season, and meaning that, you know, there's one guy that's interested in both of them, and he's dating the two of them, just like they're dating multiple guys at once, and they're both okay with it because they both have, you know, feelings for him. So a love triangle could be insanely entertaining to watch, insanely difficult to go through as one of those three, but man, if that happened, that'd be some drama.
It's gonna be absolutely more than one love triangle in different ways this year, which is very interesting. Huh.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. Again, I don't know how the end goes. I don't know what's going on with everybody. I do have a buddy, but I didn't want to ask him too much to make him feel uncomfortable. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. So with that, I just want to say thank you guys for having me be a part of this centennial episode. And congrats to you guys on 100 episodes.
Well, thank you so much, Emma.
Congrats to us.
I love you.
Congrats to us, the fam, to the team.
Hey, I think we got something here.
I think we got something here, guys. Let's keep it going. Here's to the next 100. All right, guys. So on our 100th episode today, we are very excited to kind of bring you something new from the show. And obviously, we've had some third roommates interact with us via voice recordings or submitting questions. But we thought, hey, let's bring someone on live and just shoot the shit with them and chat, answer any questions, and, you know, talk about whatever's going on. So for our 100th episode, we are bringing on Lene. And she is on the air with us right now. Lene, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are our first guest. Thank you for coming on. We are stoked. I guess so. I mean, we don't have much practice with this. So you got anything on your mind?
So you've talked about snooping on the Bachelor subreddit on the show before. And I was wondering if over the course of the podcast, your perspective on fan commentary may or may not have changed.
Ooh.
I think mine has a little bit. I think from being on the show and coming off, I was like, people have no idea and this and that. And like, they're commentating on all this. They have no idea. But the longer we keep on doing the podcast and watching the show, I become this like fan that's like, what the hell are they doing? Come on now. And like, start really judging people. So I think mine's probably changed a little bit.
Honestly, you're not wrong. I mean, and I think it's kind of sad that we have allowed ourselves almost to get to that position because we've been through it. And I think a little, you know, being removed for enough time, you just naturally maybe forget a little bit, like your emotional attachments kind of not as strong. So it's definitely, I think, yeah, you come off the show and just being kind of thrust into this like spotlight where you have a million and one people, you know, having an opinion about you all of a sudden, and you're not used to this. It's like very odd, very uncomfortable, like just very unnatural. And so you go through like these kind of, I would say probably these waves of just like dealing with it and like, you know, good, obviously positive stuff is always kind of great to hear, but negative stuff that comes with that naturally is tough. And you kind of just get, I think just over the course of the years, you get kind of like hardened from it. So it doesn't necessarily affect you as much anymore when people are specifically talking about you. But then, you know, obviously relevancy comes in waves and then it fades. And so now there's the next group. And so I think, yeah, on you know, kind of piggybacking on Dustin's answer there, probably like lost a little bit of that attachment that I had in the beginning. And it's easier to judge, but we probably shouldn't. And I guess I'm always an advocate for positivity over negativity. It's always the better route. But people's opinions on that Reddit are extremely interesting and introspective for sure. What do you call them? Redditor? Like an everyday Reddit person?
I peruse every now and then. Yeah, I'm not a frequenter, but you know, when I'm sitting in a work meeting, I might scroll a little.
Never comment a little bit. Say a little thing here and there.
What's the worst thing you ever said about Dustin on the show? I'm not going to ask about me because I'm
no comment.
Oh man, I haven't been.
What's the best thing you've ever said about Dustin?
I haven't been on Reddit in a long time. I learned my lesson on Reddit.
What do you think about Reddit? Do you think it's more of a cesspool of negativity and like it's just kind of like almost depressing, or do you see like I guess value in it?
I feel like it really depends. I think you pick your own community.
Yeah.
So it really, you know, you get the experience out of it that you put into it. If you join all these negative subreddits, then you're going to have a negative experience. But for the most part, I think it really depends on how you look at it.
I guess I never even knew Reddit existed until the show. Like I don't go on Reddit for the only time I've ever gone on Reddit was for just seeing stuff for the show. Like someone, you know, sent me this or that, but so I don't actually know what any other Reddits or subreddits are like. I guess that's the reason for asking that. But yeah, and definitely a community. Definitely a community of like-minded individuals. Yeah. So,
well, I've got, yeah. I mean,
props to you guys.
It's a positive and negative community on there, like she said. We've had lots of positive on there. I mean, Pete, maybe you've had more negative than me, but Pete was like trying to...
I love the most recent one, though, with you. I gave you so much shit for it.
I'm always telling Pete, like... Like when he was getting his little negative wave, I was like, man, don't worry about it. Forget it. It's all good. Don't look at it. And then I get my little wave of negative heat.
It's a negative wave.
And I'm on suicide watch.
He just comes in licking his paws in the morning. He's like, oh man, how you do this? I'm like, don't worry, bro. Oh, this too shall pass.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good
time. No, but there is love too. I don't want to, you know, diminish that. There is positive stuff there that goes on. And I've seen a lot of nice things said. So much appreciation for that. But... Yeah.
Do you have another question?
I don't. I have a work meeting that I'm actually supposed to get back to.
Do you want to bring us in the work meeting? We could just jump right in that.
And what do you... No,
I feel like that maybe wouldn't go over well.
That's another no comment. She does not want to bring us in. All right. Well, awesome. Well, Lene, hey, listen, thank you for coming on. First guest, 100th episode. Thank you for being a third roommate and love your bunk beds.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to use that for some inspiration for maybe Dustin and I one day.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. We'll see you on the Reddit, on the subreddit.
Bye, guys.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kindred. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music.
Our producer is Emma Martins, and our executive producer is Red Yoakum. Our audio engineer is Enrique Hinojosa. Subscribe and like or review wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the show on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
Got questions for us about the show, life, or really whatever? DM at Bachelors in the City Podcast on Instagram for a chance to be a featured third roommate.
We'll catch you next time.